Hello. So I was one of those kids that grew up with a lot of pets. Our parents allowed us to have mice and birds and lizards, and we would go out and hunt frogs and things like that, but I never really thought about doing it as a career. And when I came of age and started going to school, I was in school and I was heading in a career path to become a funeral director, only ending up working in transportation. And you know, that's kind of how life goes at that time. And I've been working on the railroad for about 40 years now. And so in the late 80s, I was looking for more and was looking for something to do. I was in a relationship. I was steady. Everything was just kind of rolling, and you're just kind of there. And my partner told me to get a life. So I tried Pets on Wheels. Well, that didn't really work out very well. That's a long story. It's another Stoop story. And I then saw an ad in the paper about volunteers at the Maryland Zoo in Baltimore. And was kind of like, wow, I never really thought about this before. So I applied and became a volunteer in the Animal Embassy. And that is the department in which you saw here tonight, which houses all of the animals that go out in educational outreach and conservation programs. And at the time that I started, it was a really small program. And we had things like rabbits and pigeons and just small little furry things. And I started volunteering there and learning how to take care of these animals and learning how to handle them and present them in public. Well, this happened. I did this for about 8 years. And during those 8 years, I really threw myself into something that I really loved. And at the same time I was doing this, I was also going into a mid-management position that kind of tracked at my job on the railroad and was kind of balancing these two things together. Well, eventually, after about 8 years, a position opened up, a weekend keeper position in the Animal Embassy. And the position was offered to me. Well, at that point, I was already working within going into a management structure, and I was hating it. And so I decided to change positions in my company, take a job that paid less money so that I could work 7 days a week, but doing something that I really loved doing and believed in. And I became a zookeeper at 40. It changed my world. It changed my life. And during that time, and I got to work with lots of different things, and I started learning how to handle animals more. I started doing more public programs. I don't know if anybody here is familiar with the TV show Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. So those that do, well, Jim Fowler, the guy that wrestles the animals in that show, I actually got to spend 3 days traveling through the inner city schools doing programs with him. As he talked, I handled animals that were part of our embassy collection. And this went on for many years, and as my bosses and I grew in the job, they started to challenge me more. So one year, it was about late 1990s, my boss approached me and said, "We have a young toucan coming in. And he's going to be 6 weeks old, and he's coming into quarantine, and we want you to help be part of the team to help train him and develop him as an animal ambassador." And in doing that, it's what we do is they come into quarantine, and any animal that comes into the zoo goes into quarantine for 30 days, and that's to assess their health. But we go in as well as handlers and trainers to work with them and help develop them to create a trust account with them is what we call it. So I was Sam's weekend person to go in, sit with him, have him sit on my hand, and just develop him as an animal ambassador, because not only do we work with him, but it's the other keepers that work with him, as well as the educators that work with him as well. So it's developing a well-rounded ambassador. So she told me what to do, and it was basically to take this cup of food, which is just seed and mashed fruit, and go in and sit with him and just hand feed him and talk to him. And eventually he'll sit on your hand. So the first day I go up there, and he's in his cage, and he's only about that big. And when toucans are little babies, they only have beaks about that big. And the beak grows as they grow. So I go in, and he's just hopping all around. They're a little kind of flighty. And I go in, and I sit down. I scoop up the food, and I just hold it out. And he flies down, and he just starts to eat it out of my hand. I was like, well, that's pretty cool. And I'm supposed to talk to them and get them engaged and hear my voice and to become familiar with me. And that's part of our process. And so what do you say? You know, hi. Hi, Sam. Hi, bird. Good boy. that was about it, you know. And I had to be there for about 30 minutes the first day. So I quickly kind of ran out of things to say. So I just kept working with him and feeding him. So the next time I went in the next day, we had some newspapers sitting in the area that he was housed. So I started reading the news and would just sit there and hand feed him. And he'd come down and I would just read whatever topical news of the day. And I believe Clinton was in office at the time. So I would read him the daily news reports of the Clinton administration. And then as the weeks went on, I finally then started, like, you know, Brad Pitt was the sexiest guy alive. The young princess in England, Diana's sons, were becoming young men. Sam heard all of this as I sat there and just fed him and read to him the articles out of these magazines and papers. And eventually Sam then started to step up and sit on my hand. And after those 30 days, he then came out and joined the population of the Animal Embassy. And at that time, you know, Sam, for some reason, bonded with me because I was not the only keeper working with him. But I don't know what I did. Sam was all about me. And whenever I was in his proximity and other keepers were working with him, Sam would certainly let them know by a little nip, often here or here or here, that, you know, he wanted to be with me. And he was so bonded with me and he trusted me so much that whenever we were doing health physicals and things like that, I always worked with Sam because I could touch his beak, I could touch his feet, I could touch his back, I could touch his body. So Sam and I then started working together. We started doing programs together. We started going out together. One of my early appearances on one of the media programs, one of the local news shows, I had Sam with me, and I'm sitting there. They have the seats that are located just right on set, and I have Sam in the kennel, and I'm sitting there, and he starts, like, looking. He can see me from the kennel, and he wants out. He wants to be with me. And all of a sudden, the newscasters are talking about some tragic event that's going on in the world, and you hear this, he's starting to cronk, and he wants out. He wants to be with me. And I'm just sitting there like, oh, crap. You know, what do I do? So I pulled him out of the kennel, and I wasn't sure what he was going to do because we were still fairly new at this together. And I just held him close to me, and I put my hand on his back, and he started to purr. And when toucans purr, it's kind of like a, you know, and they just do this low rumbling purr, and I just sat there with my hand right there, and then he sat quietly until I was ready to go on with my segment. So that was a little learning curve. I was like, okay, so I need to make sure that he doesn't see me. Another event that I worked, we do a congressional event in Washington every year with the World Wildlife Fund and with animal rights lobbyists and with congresspeople and things such as that. And I was there with Sam, and I'm standing there talking to someone from Congress, and Sam is on my hand. And when he's usually away from my body, he's very active, and he'll call, and he'll make all kinds of noise. So I'm talking to someone, and the next thing I know, I look over, and Sam's got a lime in his mouth. And I'm like, oh. So apparently he had jammed his beak down in someone's glass and took the fruit out of their cocktail. So I just snatched it out of his beak and just shoved it in my pocket and kept on talking to the man that I was talking to. Well, I look again, he has a mini empanada in his beak at that time too. So again, I take it out, shove it in my pocket, and I go on to explain to the gentleman how toucans' beaks are long so that they can access pieces of fruit that may be out of their reach. So it was a really good segue, and it really saved me. And so at this point, and this went on for several years, we worked together. Sam was just wonderful to work with. We had such a great bond. And then New York City. You know, oftentimes we get a chance to go to New York City. We have one of the best traveling collections on the East Coast that travels throughout the state of Maryland. And we were invited to go to New York City for some talk shows. And this was over the course of a few years. We did the Martha Stewart show. Now, I wasn't the one on camera talking, but that was my hand that you saw on camera with the bird on it. That was me. And Martha Stewart, she was really awesome. She was really nice, and she's really tall. She's like 6 feet tall. We also did Larry King, which was also a really fun event. But one of the best events we did was the Maury Povich Christmas special. And he had all of these. Jack Hanna was there with his animals. There was another zoo that was there. So we were all there, this audience full of families and children having a wonderful time. And Maury Povich had the best green room out of all of them. He fed you from some deli, and it was absolutely amazing, and just packed our van full of food for our drive back to Baltimore. It was so much fun. And Sam and I then we just kept working and doing different events together. And as time went on, then Sam started to get older. And you know, when our ambassadors get older, we do put them into semi-retirement. And Sam was not traveling as much anymore, but we would still do things together on grounds. And at that time then, as he was retiring and spending more time and just getting sunshine, I had was asked by my supervisor to take on another task. And she had called me, and I had just moved into a new apartment. And she said, how would you like to have 2 6-week-old ravens come and live with you? And you bring them to work during the day, and you take them home with you at night, but they will live with you for a month. Well, I jumped at the opportunity. Who wouldn't like to have 2 young ravens in their house? And as most of you know, and there are animal ambassadors, Rise and Conquer, but many of you may know them as Rise and Conquer, the Ravens mascots. But that is a whole other story that is still evolving because ravens are incredibly intelligent animals. And Sam, as our time went on together and he started to retire, we started spending a little less time together, more time together just sitting with him in his flight yard, just hanging out. And I remember my last day with Sam. I was working. I was outside. I had about 30 minutes free. And so I just went into his flight yard, picked him up, and I just sat down on the ground with him and just holding him and, you know, scratching his neck and under his wings and things like that and just letting him purr and just sat there and hung out. And then just put him back and just went home. So it was a few days later that I got a call and that Sam had passed away of natural causes. And, you know, it was hard. You know, of course it was sad, but it wasn't sad like losing my cat. It was more sad like losing a really treasured colleague. And, you know, he was such an amazing ambassador for his country, for the Maryland Zoo, and for his species. And it was one of these, he was one of these animals that chose me. You know, he chose me to bond with. And as a zookeeper, you know, we work with a lot of animals. And in my department, I work with about 50 animals. But I have a working relationship with them, but I may not necessarily have a bond. So it's really special when you get that one or that two that really truly form that very special connection with you. And it's just, you know, it's magic. You know, there's nothing like it in the world. And right now I am developing that relationship, and that is with our ravens. And I've been with them for 9 years. And that will be another story to tell. It's just an incredible feeling. And I thank you.